Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Hey, whoa.
Well, good evening out there. It is the beginning of the week, and it's Mindful Monday, short and sweet. Okay, we like to start the week off. Tiffany with an I will come on with us and give us some things to be mindful for because it's starting of the holiday season. But before we do that, I'd like to share with you something. You know, the purpose of your faith is to become happy. I hope all of you will take this your path to happiness, never wandering onto byroads that lead to unhappiness. Please walk the great path of your desires with confidence and pride. Happiness is the key. You have to suffer what there is to suffer and enjoy what there is to enjoy, and especially when there's things happening that is not in your control. Don't stress out about it. Just seek that happy path. Keep that smile on your face no matter what, even if you have to jack someone up and put them in line. Always keep that smile on your face because that's you shining from within. And on that note, we're going to talk about the Day of the Dead. You know, they've been celebrating all weekend, but today is the actual day, you know, and they celebrate, understand, and appreciate. And they celebrate themselves being here, even though the ancestors are no longer here. There's plenty of celebrations out there this weekend. There was face painting, dancing, food. Down on Elvera Street, you know, I like to get out and mix and mingle with the people, but I know how to keep that social distance. But it's enjoyable. Today is the actual day. And I want you to be mindful and keep up with this climate change summit that's happening in Glasgow, Scotland. It's over 200 countries that are out there making plans to accomplish and do something about this. You know, it's like there's protests out there. There's like, how can I say it? Just complaining about things that are happening that people don't understand. But you know what? I cannot understand why the countries that are not adding these bad emissions are the countries that are suffering the most, okay? So we want you to keep up with the facts on that. Just don't go with everything you hear. Kind of check it out, you know for yourself. And also to have you be mindful of the Adopt a Pet campaign that's happening. You know, there's many pets out there, so we don't want to add into it. You know, just go get some of those sweet babies, those sweet companions out there. And the last thing we're going to talk about is these flights. American Airlines canceling out flights. I think it was over 1,800. I mean, it's just like crazy. The weather, the people, they're acting up out there. But now Thanksgiving is 24 days away from here. So when Tiffany with an eye come on, she's going to talk to you about what she's observing and what she's planning and some suggestions that she has, you know, for the holiday. But before we get going, I'm going to play this song because this is what we all want to get out of here and do. Just be mindful with it. Say she don't want to take it anymore, and I know it's a lot of us out here waiting to get out there. You know, Thanksgiving is coming. Families will be coming together a little bit different than last year, but still be cautious out there. I'm still debating over here because if I go to Aunt Sue's house, I want to know that everybody in Aunt Sue's house got that vaccination card. I don't want no visitors coming through the door that just came through COVID Alley. Okay, well, I'm trying to sit there, relax, and eat that turkey. I'm really, really giving this some thought. Believe me, I'm not a fearful person, but I'm a wise person. So on that note, we going to bring Miss Tiffany with an eye on. And I call her Tiffany with an eye because she sees it, she summarizes it, and she gets it complete. Tiffany with an eye, are you on the air with us or waking up with Linda McShann this evening?
Yes, I am, Linda. How are you?
Tiffany, I've had a remarkable day, as I know, and I feel that you've had a spectacular day, because all of your days are spectacular out there, and in spite of how busy you are or we are, we just make it happen. I'm wonderful. And again, thank you for pulling up the time to come and share with us on Mindful Monday. I know this is your favorite day because you like to set that week off for the listeners. So I'm just going to sit here and say, what are we going to talk about today? What do you want us to be mindful of today?
Well, you talked about the vaccination card, and I just want everyone to be mindful that although the deadline or the date to show your vaccination card is November 8th.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're requiring it in restaurants if you want to dine in.
Okay.
I was at a restaurant today, and they asked for the card.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have a sign out there that says that, you know, they're going to require it as of November 8th, starting November 8th. So, if you want to dine in, you have to show the card. If the restaurant has outdoor dining, you don't have to present a card.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to dine in, you definitely have to present that card.
That's good to know. That is very good to know. I'm glad you found that out. So, though, like she said, if you're going to go on the inside, pull out that little card. But if you're going to be out in the air and the breeze and on the patio or wherever they have set up outside, then you're okay. That's good to know.
For now.
For now.
I think for now, but November 8th, definitely they'll be starting to look at all the cards. But they're doing it now. So if you want to dine in, you've got to present that card because that's what they're asking.
Oh, okay. That's good for us to know. So we get prepared out there. So if you want to sit in that little booth at that favorite table with that linen tablecloth, you better not forget that card at home, else you won't be sitting there in your favorite restaurant. I like that. Thank you for sharing that, because I knew that it was coming up. I didn't know exactly how they were working it, but, yeah, now we know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they started this 2 weeks ago. I was somewhere else going to another restaurant, and the same thing happened. They were like, well, you can't come in unless you present your card.
Okay.
So, but I thought it was November 8th, you know, that they were going to establish it on November 8th going forward, but that hadn't been the case, I guess. I guess the restaurants are just starting to do that to acclimate everybody to what's coming up in terms of eating out in restaurants and dining.
Okay.
So which is good.
I think so.
But
you
it
know,
was confusing.
It was confusing?
Yeah, it was confusing because it has, like, the restaurants will post all the required documentation and the mask and what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't realize that you could sit on the patio for now until November 8th, or, you know, on the patio if there's outside. It was kind of like a little, like I said, confusing because the hostess was asking everybody who, you know, to present their card, and mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if it pertained to indoor only or indoor and outdoor. So, but
okay.
I think people will get a greater understanding of how this works soon. But I just want to let everybody know, because this is November 1st, and it goes into effect November 8th, and, you know, you could go to a restaurant and forget that, oh, I have to present a card.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either do it by phone, or you can have the, because some people have them by phone, you know, you can pull it up on your phone, or you can present the hard copy of the card.
Okay. Well, that's something really, really good to know, and I wanted to share. You know, I was listening to the news, and, you know, those boats are still sitting out in that Long Beach Harbor, and, you know, they were flashing that, you know, get that turkey, that whatever, that butterball that we like to get, and we, some people like it frozen, some people like them fresh, but get them. You know, you might have to freeze it until that day. And I was laughing because I love cranberry sauce. And I really don't know how to make it homemade. I know persons that do. But I said, ooh, well, thank you. Because now I'm going to go get my cranberry sauce, okay? I'll have my sauce if that's all. That might be all I, but I'll have that cranberry sauce because, you know, that stuff flies off the shelf. Anyway, so I was kind of like glad I was paying attention and I wanted to share, you know, go get that food early. Go get it early because the shelves might be lacking out there or it might be so darn expensive that let you go step in that cranberry and mash your own cranberries and forget about it. But it's going to be a bit different. So, you know, we just want to put it out there. I'm still debating, like I stated earlier, before you came on, you know, you have these invites. And I said, I don't know if I want to go to Aunt Susie's house. Because Aunt Susie might have a friend to come over that got brought a friend that just got off the airplane, haven't had no test, no nothing, and I can't really sit up there and enjoy my dinner worrying about that. So I'm giving this stuff deep thought, okay? Real deep thought. Because if I got my, I'm not a turkey cooker. I like to cook Cornish hens, you know. Or if I do a turkey, I go get a barbecue turkey, Bledsoe. Barbecue. They hook up those turkeys for you, okay? And order that. They hook them up, have them split them. Sometimes you have them split them in fours. You can, you know, freeze whatever. Yeah, so I'm sort of like debating. And I still might go to Aunt Sue's house, but I'm still debating. Because, yeah, I need to be real comfortable. So that I can be real thankful and be thankful the following week that I'm still here. You just don't have control over anyone else's resident. You do have control over yours. So here we are, but we wanted to share that. And I also, I was looking that, who is that, Pfizer and Moderna, regarding the children's vaccines, they're still on hold with that for Moderna, but Pfizer, you know, they'll be available November 3rd for the young adults. I think that's on Wednesday. So that should ease some little minds or upset some minds or whatever it's going to do. But I just wanted to put it out there. But my main concern is to stay on top of this climate change summit that's happening because all these 200 countries are coming again and they're trying to make a plan to accomplish this. You know, this is like nothing to play with. And nations are suffering and, as I stated, persons that have not added to the emission problem are the ones that are suffering the worst. So I just hope they get it together and we can all come together and do what we have to do. You know, we're just getting it across the board, but you know what our motto is for the year of 2021. It is hope and victory. So if you keep saying those words, hope and victory, you don't have to worry about a thing. Just keep pushing that affirmation out there. And no matter what comes or what you might be faced with, always keep in mind that there's always hope and you are a victorious individual. So I just wanted to put that out there on mine for Monday. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Miss Tiffany, with an eye. What is that eye been doing out there? I know those lenses are clean on those glasses. Talk to me.
Well, outside of, you know, other than going out and trying to go to a restaurant to have a bite to eat with my mom today, that was very interesting. But, you know, now everyone's getting ready for the holidays, you know. I walked through a hallway and there was a really nice aroma, you know, like baked cookies, maple and sugar or something it was, but it smelled so good in the air. It was a nice aroma. But I think, you know, people should still be mindful of how they celebrated the holidays last year. I mean, in terms of just when it comes to family and uniting with family and have the same perspective and not get consumed in all the commercial, you know, activity. But that's what I think. I think, I don't know how this one's going to be. I don't know, you know, how people are going to celebrate, but just keep that in mind to celebrate with joy in your heart and gratitude and appreciation. I think that's important, and not to lose sight of that.
Not to lose it, because that's really the main drift of it. As you say, I go along with you on that because, you know, everything is commercial. Of course, we want to get out there and shop. But I have a problem shopping. I have to start shopping early because everything I buy, I like it, and I keep it for myself. And I still end up, if they don't have to, somebody's not going to get that, okay? Because when I purchase what I like. And I usually have to get two of everything. So I sort of like start early and do what I have to do. A lot of times I have to ship things out. Usually if I'm going south, I'm not sure how we're going to do that. The south might be coming west. You know, I just have everything set up in line so I'm not in that push, push, crunch, crunch type thing. To last year I didn't go. 2020 I just sent videos, and that was fun for me. It was a challenge. It was a stretch. And it was another creative part of me that I could put in my toolkit, but I had no other choice. So I would say that this poison that we are going through has really turned into medicine, because the medicine that it's given us is to bring up our creativity, to exercise our brain cells, to understand that at the end of the day, you only have you, and to only depend on you, because you will never let you down. At least you shouldn't. So it was a lot of good things that came. So I always stated as poison turned into medicine. And how many doses of that goodness we take, that's really up to us. So to hang in there and keep those two words in your face, hope and victory, no matter what, hope and victory. It's kind of hard for some to do. It's hard for those to do it that do it all the time. So we can imagine what it's like for those who don't do it. So I just want to put it out there. That's my mind for my new trip. And like you said, to remember that the holidays are for joyfulness, family, unification, good stories. You know, of course you got to, you know, Uncle Joe gonna come in. You know, we all got Uncle Joe. Or Uncle Sam, or somebody that he's going to come in there fired up, and he will be the comedian after dinner. We can count on that. So it's always a fun, joyful, wear your sweatpants, elastic things, so, because you're going to eat. One thing about it, I don't care what the event is, we are going to eat. We're going to eat. That's just it. Just
true.
Don't eat too much out there. Yeah, we're going to eat, and that's what you should do when the families come. I don't like potlucking. I like all the food coming out of one kitchen. Mm-hmm. I like one chef. Mm-hmm. And everybody can bring some sides or some pies or whatever, but a bit funny on that. I like that one chef cooking, that one spoon stirring, and therefore I like to know who's preparing that food. But it's something that we have to think about. I'm thinking, what about the restaurants? What are they? You know, I'm going to make some calls now that you've brought this up.
But you also have to be mindful the fact that the servers in the restaurants are overworked. So
yeah.
The people that they really are, because they're understaffed, and they'll tell you they're understaffed.
Okay.
Because the people that are supposed to come back to work are not coming back to work.
Okay.
And that just increases the hours for the ones that are staffed. And
okay.
So when you do go out and the wait is a little longer, just be mindful of the people, of the servers, of the chefs, because they literally don't have enough staff to support, you know, the patrons, the people that are coming in to patronize the restaurant. So you know, that's what I keep hearing too, is we're understaffed, and, you know, they say, and this is what they say we're understaffed and people are not showing up. They will take the interview,
mm-hmm.
take, you know, go on the interview,
mm-hmm.
take the call, and then not show up the first day.
Mm.
And, you know, no, it's not. So we need to be mindful, you know, if you do go to a restaurant, again, be mindful of your server, be, you know, because there's just not enough help. And they're, you know, they're tired. They don't, you know, yes, they want to work, but when you've been working through the pandemic and now you're thinking that you have some type of relief and you don't, and you're working 12 to 16 hours a day because people are not showing up, you know? So,
you know,
that
yeah,
was,
I'm glad
that
you
was
mentioned that. Because, well,
that
you're going to be mindful and nice to the servers anyway. I mean, at least I am, but I know there's a lot of people out there who aren't. And that's a good line to bring up. To be mindful of, because they are tired, they are overworked, and you want to get that smile and not that hot coffee through on you, okay? You know where I'm going with that. So, yeah, I guess we should be mindful. Maybe they need to hire some hosts, you know, and have just that one person that went through there with them balloon ears and just lean over on the table and say, is everything okay with you here? You know, and that's all they do. Is everything okay, ma'am? Is everything, yeah, that
but they're not coming. They're hiring, but they're not coming to work. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're hiring. They're you know, they call, they set up the appointment and the interviews, they submit their resumes, and the day that they're supposed to show up for work,
they don't
show.
I get, yeah.
And I don't know what the cause of it is, but, you know.
Fear.
There's a lot of activity that's going on, especially during the holidays. People sometimes are a little bit more stressed because they're trying to
yeah.
do so much and make all the activities and parties and,
yeah.
you know, you've got dinners and all kinds of things. So that's what I'm saying. Just be mindful of people out there because it's not the same anymore. You don't have the same staff. You don't have the same people. You don't have... You know, everything's different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the expectation can't be too high, you know, mm-hmm. expecting that there's going to be the full staff at a department store, at a restaurant, just not so.
It's not happening. So have some patience when you go out the door. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you
it's
for gonna
bringing
that up.
Patience. It's going to require a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But I think we can do it. I mean, we did it before, you know, we were, a lot of us were patient as we went through the pandemic. So that's what I would say, to be mindful of on a Monday.
Yeah.
I was just asking, that's all, experiencing it myself.
Well, I like you, and I'm glad that you came on to care and share that with us, Tiffany, with an I. And I know you have a week coming up. If you would like to share with us on your Beyond the Lines of Tiffany Jones, that's on Tuesday and Thursday. Am I right on that? Because I'm preparing
something. That's right. You're right. On TECNTV.com. It's a really... you know, I've been asked to do, I told you, I think the last time, as I spoke with you on Friday, we were talking about religion.
Okay.
So now we're going to do something, some kind of symposium with all the hosts of the network about religion, which I come from probably a different point of view, a broader perspective maybe, but it should be fun and very, very interesting. But,
That's
going to
be interesting,
yeah.
Okay. You know, I take my hat off
to you.
But,
I mean, I told you, I talk about it all. We talk about
yeah.
everything. Like we said on Friday, you have to have the conversation. We have to have discussion, dialogue. That's how we educate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is going to be really good.
And a lot of times you can't just say things that... that people, that you think people want to hear. That's not educating them. You got to shake up them souls, okay? You got to hit that, as we say, hit the inner gut. And once you hit the inner gut, you shake them up and you get, it starts flowing. It starts flowing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end, after whatever you have to go through, how many chairs you have to duck if it gets to that point, at the end, everybody's been educated. And sometimes to make that change or to go as a change manager, you have to be ready to take that. So, you know, that's why I call you Tiffany with I, because you can do it all. You have the patience to do it all. You bring that form together. And I know you got your baseball bat if you need that, and you know how to duck, and you know how to teach others how to duck, and just sit down there and fight through it and educate, dialogue, culture change, wake up calls. I'm going to send you guys I know what I'll do. I got something for you.
Because I drink coffee.
Yeah, I know, but we'll talk about it. We're going to talk about it. I'll call you on that. I'm not going to send that. It's not ready, but I'm going to send something, okay? I'm going to have it for you. I'd have to get it to you. So is this happening on tomorrow or is this happening on Thursday?
We're still setting up for this emporium to talk about religion, so that's when we, as quickly as we could get that together. Tomorrow, we'll see what the topic is.
Okay. So I have
time to
get
Thursday,
this to you, right?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Okay, well, I'm going to make you laugh, but I'll call you and talk to you personally and get your opinion on it. I'm gonna have it on your set, okay? And we'll talk about it.
You know,
I'm full of it, and I like to do the surprise Linda Mac attack. So we will talk about it, and you tell me how I can get it there to you. Because it has to be something that is structured out, and you have to agree to putting it up there, right there on your little desk, so that it is like the. We'll talk about it. I don't want to put the goodies out there like that, but we are going to talk about it. But Tiffany, I appreciate you, Tiffany with an I, and like I said, this young lady keeps those lens clear. And I think she wears bifocals, me myself, because she don't miss a beat, okay? So when we talk about adjusting our lens and putting on those glasses, when you think of Tiffany Jones, just say that's the lady that wears bifocals because she sees it all. You bring it all. You share and care with us. We're waking up with Linda Mac Shannon. When you tell people, for some strange reason, if I can share with you, when we first started, it used to be Wake Up with Linda Mac Shannon in 2014, and I would go on at 7 o'clock in the morning, and my friends would say, I'm not coming on at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm just getting home. So we changed it to Waking Up with Linda Mac Shannon, because when you say wake up, the first thing a person thinks about is that morning, that sun rising, and that cup of coffee, but that's not what it's about. We wake up the brain cells that move through the brain. We want you to think. And what we're waking up is those brain cells so that you can be observant, be aware, and know what's happening, and be the change maker that we all are. So the what I'm going to send you will be helpful for you on the show, but I just thought I'd put that out there. It went from wake up with Linda Mac Shannon to waking up because I'm moving the blood through the brain. That's what it's all about. It's like
absolutely.
Get up. Yeah, get up and stomp on the floor. Let me hear you stomp 3 times so I know you're awake. And then we're going to start on our journey for the day. But, yeah, we started off in 2014, and I was in school getting that higher in my education. And I'd put that button on and cut it off and hit that campus and come back in. And then when I got really rolling, I had to get them acclimates behind me. I kind of like leased it out and gave it to a fundraising group. And when the pandemic came, I said, oh, boy, what can I do? Okay, encourage, empower, share and care, let's do it. So we're back again, and we're going to be here. So we put the call out there for suggestions. I'm going to leave the number 323-769-5879. Call with your suggestions, your requests. We do a cross-country segment, and that's where we have calls coming in from every state in the union. And come in and they either check on us, express or whatever. So if you like to be in Cross Country Connect, give us a call. The number again is 323-769-5879 for requests, concerns, questions, and even complaints. See, we open to all, okay? Because we take the information and I hook in with Tiffany with an I with these bifocals, and we talk about it. Now, Stephanie Haynes will be with us tomorrow. Stephanie will be talking about the holiday blues. She did segment one last week. So I am waiting to hear what she's going to tell us about on part two of the holiday blues, because she comes from
well,
it at
part
a different...
one, what did she say?
Huh?
What was part one about? What was part one
part
about?
Part one was basically, because Stephanie is a therapist, so she comes from the in out. So she gets in there and get to the meat of that stuff. And what I will do, trying to go back to remember, because she says a lot, you have to keep mini pads and pencils out for her. What I will do is get that information to you. I'll link it up. But it was about the holiday blues. But she makes you look from within. She goes from within. Mm. Yeah, because she's a therapist, so she and a counselor, so she deals with battered women. She deals, across the board, you know, relationships. She's the author of the book, The Healing of the Womb, okay? And now she has a second book coming out, The Healing of a Man's Heart. But it's, she doesn't bring it the way you think she's going to bring it. She always brings it from in out, okay? And always leaving you with something to think about. So she works it a little different, but I'll get that information from last week to you. And on that note, Tiffany, I know that Tuesday I'll try to check in Thursday, but the segment, the show that's going to be on the religious thing, you said it's coming up Thursday, or you don't have a date for it right now?
No, we don't have a date right now. We're just putting the symposium together. But last week I talked about firearms and fire safety and the Alec Baldwin incident. And so this week I will probably be bringing on a vocal musician that's getting ready to his album is getting ready to drop. He's creating a new album, and then he's going to drop it soon. So we'll probably have him online, you know, on the show. You know, just a variety. It's not just one thing.
Oh, yeah.
So
you do it like we do it over here. We give you what we think, what we want to share, and you can grab what you need and what you don't need, push it on to somebody else. And keeping in mind, we are not CNN here. We just bring it to you. So, again, I'm going to put that number out there, 323-769-5879. Call us with your requests, your questions. Connect in with us for Cross Country Connect from all over the United States. We hear things from everyone. Please join if you have a question, you have a suggestion. Give us a call, 323-769-5879. Identify yourself. If we don't pick up, we will have someone get back with you. And on that note, Tiffany, with an eye, I have to go in here and find my glasses. Okay, one side is kind of fogged up today, but I'm going to get in there. I was seeing, but I didn't think I was seeing what I was seeing. So I need to go in and kind of clean these up a little bit so that I can see clearly now. You know, some things come in. You know, that fog come in. And that smug come in.
You know you're going to make me laugh.
Know that I was, Tiffany.
You make me laugh all the time.
Well, good.
Show.
That's
so
what it's all about.
I'm sure you make other people laugh. But
it's
sometimes
about
I'm almost on the floor, okay?
Well, that's good. That's wonderful. And that's what was, and you think if you on the floor, can you imagine I'm always laying down there because sometimes I tickle myself. But it's about happiness over here, okay? And you have to keep yourself happy no matter what. And sometimes it's hard, okay? It is very hard.
Goodness.
But happiness, I'm sorry.
I said, oh, goodness. I mean, I've known you for a while, so, you know, and when we talk even off the show. You're just the same person on the show as you are off. So
I don't know no other way. You see what you get. That's it. If you write a script for me, I ain't going to follow it. I'm just coming from the heart, coming from the heart. Some love it, some don't understand it, some like it, but all in all, it's good. It's good. You know, it takes some people a while to adjust on it, but I don't know any other way. And when you talk about authenticity and you speak of speaking from within, you can have restful nights when you don't have to think about a lie you told, okay? Because a lot of people be out that line, all right? It's not about a lie. When you're dealing with human beings and you're dealing with their life, you got to be truthful and you have to be real. And at times, you have to grab them, shake them up a little bit, and just let them down easy. So if that's part of my mission, I hope that I'm on my journey to my purpose here, because that's really what it's all about. You have to satisfy you, because at the end of the day, all you have is you. And if you try to satisfy and appease everybody, you'll be a crazy than a Bessie bug. You think you're taking Valium now, you'll be taking double dose, okay? So I don't like medication. Don't like prescription drugs, so I don't put myself in that position. I'm just here to care and share, moving with my heart, making everybody as happy as I possibly can. Because I'm tired of being happy out here all by myself, okay? You know, happiness is contagious, and it's many, many ways to get there. So on that note, before you get me on a roll going up the path, or you know I can go north, south, east, and west, but we're not going to go on that today. Tiffany with an I love you. Thank you.
Love
so
you
much.
Too, Linda. Thank you
and,
so much.
And
for
I'm
going
to play
me.
My song, and I want you to listen to this song. I'm not going to take it all the way through. But listeners, tune in tomorrow. Stephanie Haynes with the Holiday Blues Part 2. We will verify with you on that, let you see what's happening. Tiffany, have a wonderful show tomorrow. And again,
thank you.
Thank you for coming on with us. And say, telling me that I make you laugh, because now I know that I'm fulfilling my mission here. I am doing what I'm supposed to do. So I'm going to play this song. I'm going to tell you, have a good day, have a good week, and we will speak with you shortly. In private, I'm going to surprise you. Love you. Thank you.
Okay. Love you, too. Thank you.
Okay. Listen to my song. Listen to it.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl tried. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me.
Breaking up with Linda
Michelle. I know you said it, girl.
Yeah.
Communicate and collaborate.
They want it.
brothers, how to deal.